the Sunday Morning Linux Review with Mary Tomich, Tom Lawrence, and Tony Bemis as the Beaver.
Welcome to the Sunday Morning Linux Review. This is episode 211.
That's right. It's our Fresh Looks episode.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
This is Tony Bemis.
Mary Tomich.
And Tom Lawrence.
Yes, in this episode, we're taking a fresh look at a Linux distro. That's right. It's a distro review. And it takes this Linux distribution that, yes, it's a derivative of Ubuntu. Actually, Zubuntu.
Xubuntu.
Zubuntu?
I don't know how to say that.
Well, they don't say Xerox. They say Xerox.
That's right. That's a good point.
All right, if you want to get technical. However, I thought it sufficiently customized to warrant further examination. The description of this distro includes such claims as tailored for ease of use, reliability and performance. It makes stable, secure Linux software goodness more accessible to non-geeky consumers and small business owners. I thought, now that's kind of an interesting group.
Yeah.
Small business owners and non-geeky consumers.
Yeah.
It all sounded pretty good. So the download page noted that the distro took shape after interviews and trial and user trials with more than 200 real-world consumers from California to Florida. Now, that's an interesting geographic framework when you think about it. Warm weather states. So I guess in the wintertime, I could deal with that. This distro claims to have more of the features and apps that consumers need and less of the shiny, nerdy stuff they don't. What distro makes these heady claims? Why, Enchantment OS. So would I be enchanté with the results? I hope I said that right with the French accent. Or would the enchantment only go as far as the name? Let's find out.
Mm.
All right, so there it is, Enchantment OS. And the maintainer is someone named Kelly Winters, also known as Doc Kelly because she's a doctor. She's a geek, she's a doctor, I think she's Superwoman, and her team.
Mm.
The distro's latest birthday was on August 12th, 2016, so that was just about a month and a half ago. It's derived from Zubuntu 16.04 64-bit, so that's the long-term support version. And it uses a kernel 4.4.0-31. So it's a pretty recent kernel. And the review desktop is a customized XFCE desktop.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of All right. So Enchantment OS spins up to a grub menu with three options. Use Linux, save files, which is essentially for persistent USB drives, if you want to run it like that. Try Linux. Files are not saved. It gets right to the point. And that's for the DVD or USB. And then the third one is install Enchantment Linux on hard drive. So I opted to try it first, just to run it from the live environment. And it boots to a very clean desktop. Let me just pop this down. There we go. The three expected icons are there. Trash, home, and install. There's a single panel across the bottom with the Enchantment OS icon to access the launch menu, which, again, is kind of modified from XFCE. And also, in the lower right corner is a little system tray area that has the volume. You can choose your workspace, your network, and then I think there's a little trash can down there. Let's see, the defaults. It uses Firefox, but there's also an entry called Firefox Fast. Have you guys heard about that?
No.
Firefox Fast? Well, I discovered that it's the private browsing mode of Firefox.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes, the actual launcher command is Firefox-private. And if you hover over it, if you put the cursor over it, it says surf faster and with more privacy.
Nice.
Who wouldn't want those two features?
Right.
I had to laugh at the warning, though, when I brought it up because it says, please note that your employer or internet service provider can still track the pages you visit.
Yeah.
So so much for that little fun. Let's move on down here a bit more. Kind of doing this manually. So anyway, now the fast version opens to the Ubuntu search page, just as kind of the default. The other default for the Office suite is LibreOffice, and interestingly enough, it's Calc, Math, and Writer. Now, I was a little surprised to see that math was included because the distro touts itself as being the stuff that consumers want, not the nerdy stuff, because if you're nerdy, you want math. If you're not nerdy, you probably don't. Yet, the slideshow program Impress was not in the menu. So I thought a little bit odd, but other than that, backing out of the LibreOffice dashboard confirmed for me that Impress was not installed. I thought maybe, because usually when I look for these things, I look into the menu and I kind of make a note of what's listed there. And I thought, well, maybe it's installed, but just not listed in the menu. But no, it wasn't installed. Now, there's no mail client listed, but it can be installed from the repositories, the Zubuntu repositories. And then the file manager, of course, is the standard Thunar, which has kind of a Viking sound to it. Now, I noticed when I went in and took a look via the terminal emulator, there's a root directory. What a surprise. And then inside that, there's one called LinTRX stuff. That's LinTRX STUFF. Now, this caught my eye, and I did a quick Google search as well as check the directory. And what's in there are just simply the Enchantment OS file images, image files as far as JPEGs and those types of things, the licenses and other related files. So my thinking here as far as the customizing that they do is it just kind of points it there to pull out whatever is needed when you get to that particular spot of, spot in the operating system experience. So I decided to go ahead and give it a whirl and install it. Now, the way I did it is I installed it in a virtual machine on my Ghost BSD laptop. And I think I've mentioned before that I've been very impressed with how well virtual machine runs in Ghost BSD, which, of course, is free BSD with a few customs. There's nothing unusual about the install process of Enchantment OS. It's the standard Zubuntu process. I opted to download updates as I installed the OS as well as add the third-party software. I also opted to install across the entire virtual disk. Now, two partitions were created. There was partition one, which is essentially SDA one with EXT4 file system, and then there was partition five. Now, I thought that was a little unusual. It's probably the container for maybe any extended stuff I might create later.
Extended partitions are I think start at five.
Okay. So it did that. I guess it maybe just created the container for anything in the future. It was looking ahead, anticipating, I guess. Anyway, the Ubuntu greetings and notices were presented during the install. It probably won't be confusing to new people. Probably won't be confusing to new people since the Enchantment OS website notes their distro is based on Zubuntu. I always appreciate when an Ubuntu derivation does present its own graphics. Peppermint Linux was the most recent example of just such a distro. I think I talked a little bit about that. It just puts that little extra polish on a distro, even though it's based on Ubuntu or one of the main derivatives, if it does kind of customize itself a little further with its own name and that type of thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, the install completed without incident, which is a statement I can't always say with confidence, but I could hear. All right, let's take a look at the installed environment. So EOS rebooted, and that's what I'm going to call it instead of Enchantment OS, EOS.
Ah.
EOS rebooted quickly. It sported an attractive splash screen letting you know that Enchantment Linux Simplified. That's how it read. I felt very comfortable. Now, EOS includes the Software Boutique. It's a recent browsable repository of the more commonly used packages. Have you guys seen that at all? I don't know if that's just something in Zubuntu or if it's just something a little more widely spread.
I haven't seen that.
I'm not sure, but it's, it's the more commonly used. It's its own separate menu item, and then you open it up, and it just shows you all the more commonly used items. So I decided to install LibreOffice Impress from this tool because remember earlier it wasn't installed.
Yeah.
But I was surprised to find, or maybe a better way to say it is surprised to not find Impress listed. Since Enchantment OS includes my favorite package management system, Synaptic, I decided to use it. But I needed to fix some broken packages. So I wasn't quite sure what was going on with Enchantment OS, but there was some little something going on behind the scenes. Things were broken, and, it's fairly easy to fix. Now, as far as me using the system, it wasn't until I dug in a little bit that I noticed this. Just,
okay.
If I were going to just use a word processor or use a browser, you couldn't tell. So if I'm going to make some changes to the software, well, I'm going to have to fix those little broken things first. So, of course, Synaptic has a tool, or, you know, the Synaptic Package Manager has a tool which works in most situations, but didn't work for me here. So I was off to the nerdy, geeky command line, mm-hmm. which I usually love. I ended up running the update from there, and it worked as expected, quickly. I returned to Synaptic and then installed Impress. So, in other words, I fixed my broken stuff, and then I went back into Synaptic and installed Impress. LibreOffice Draw was apparently installed as a bonus. I returned to the Software Boutique and installed Red Notebook just to test the method. It worked like a charm. So, when you do install from the Software Boutique, I had no problems with it once, you know, once I fixed my little stuff behind the scenes. Now, there were no other surprises as far as the desktop operation goes, and that's a good thing. Most non-technical users simply need a solid browser, some email capability, if not web-based, and a word processor. And EOS provides those in a very, very solid, reliable way. So there were some other interesting programs in there, a couple ones that I just thought were kind of funny. First of all, there was the GUFW firewall, which, of course, is the graphical front end for UFW, which means uncomplicated firewall, not United Farm Workers, just to make sure there are nobody who's confused.
Actually, a lot of people get that confused with the Ubuntu firewall. And every time I look, it says, no, it's not the Ubuntu firewall. It's the uncomplicated
firewall. Yeah. And certainly not United Farm Workers.
Right.
It also, interestingly enough, and this was really funny, it contained BleachBit.
Mm. Really nice.
Yeah. Now, if you guys have been watching the news, there was some, in the political news, there was some talk about that email server
yes.
and BleachBit was used and people were all going crazy about that. And I thought, well, I've seen BleachBit on so many Linux distros. It's sort of a standard thing that people use once
yep.
you're repurposing a server anyway. So I called it Hillary Clinton's favorite server wiper, lint-free. the next one is, there's another one on there called Gigolo. That's what it's named. It's a simple front end to connect, mount local and remote file systems. Now, its icon sits in the system tray, and at first I thought it was a wireless network connection, which seemed odd because, you know, I was running in a virtual machine, and I was set up as kind of a bridged wired network.
Yeah.
So I thought, why is that showing up? But once I got in there and understood what it was, then it all made sense. And what they've got available in Gigolo are FTP. You can do WebDAV, or you can do Secure WebDAV, a Windows Share, which I suspect is probably Samba-like or SIFS, whatever, and then SSH. So I didn't really take the time to test that out, but it's there, and I'm sure it works fine for all those non-technical geeky users.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, non-geeky, non-technical users. And then also GRSync. Is it GRSync? You know, it's
GRSync?
The front end.
Okay.
Is it GRSync or GRSync? It's the GTK front end for RSync.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so that's there. For anybody who wants to set up an rsync capability.
I'm a purist and I run it from the command line. Sorry, my elitism.
Well, I think that makes perfect sense. Now, it also had, see, this is where it kind of cracks me up, where a distro will kind of characterize itself in a certain way for users. You know, it's easy to use, this type of thing, small business owners. Well, in the menu, the system menu, that is, there was xkill. Now, if you've ever seen the little logo or the little icon for xkill, it's like a skull and crossbones.
Oh.
So you can imagine a non-geeky person seeing that there. But I laughed when I saw it. Now, non-technical users may be afraid to click this program or, as I did, click it just to see what will happen. On the cursor, of course, changes to an X. For those of you who are not familiar with xkill, it changes to an X and will force stop any open program on whose window you click.
Mm.
So you got something that's bothering you, It's basically the nuclear option.
Yes, nuke it with xkill.
Nuke it. That's right. So, anyway, I didn't see a lot of explanation about it. I think some people might get a little confused, but again, there was a little humor moment though. The multimedia menu. Now there's Parole. I had never heard of Parole, but apparently it's the XFCE media player. You familiar with it,
Mm-mm.
Tom?
No,
I hadn't.
It.
No. And then
I use VLC most of the time because it works with everything.
Yep, I do too. And I've contributed to that project because I like it so much. It also had the pulse audio volume control, and then it had apparently it had GUVC View, which I believe is a webcam app. Apparently, as far as I could tell. The graphics menu had simple scan, and of course document scanning. Document viewer had a PDF viewer, and then the games had four entries, but really nothing significant. The education just simply had LibreOffice math in it. You know, and again, it's, this is where it kind of, the impression I got from, EOS is that it's got a nice basis, and then there's just a few little things here I think it could probably flesh out a little bit more, and I think the education menu is one of them, because having LibreOffice math in there just, I mean, that's where it would go, but it would seem to me there might be some other good little education things in there for people.
Yeah.
Accessories had all the typical things you'd expect to see, calculator, notes, a terminal, search. And by the way, the search is via Catfish, which I think must be FXCE's basic search tool. I don't know for sure. So, but anyway, so, and that's what I saw in it. So my rating using Enchantment OS was as easy as pie. So on a scale of 1 to 5, I rated 3.1415926. Did you get that? Did you guys get that?
Pie. Yeah.
No, it was easy to use. I mean, there were a few, you know, as I mentioned, there were a few little things in here that kind of made me think, you might want to polish it up a little bit. But then again, the team lead is a doctor, so she's probably busier than heck. So maybe she should offload that to her team. But anyway, no, seriously though, on a scale of 1 to 5, I rated a 3.8. I mean, it's very solid little distro for people that want to use it. I just think there are a few little rough edges there that might be smoothed out. Fill out that education menu, get rid of math, or replace math with Impress as far as LibreOffice goes. Unless there's another program that needs some of the symbols there in the math program. I'm not sure. But anyway, so that's our fresh looks this episode.
All right.
Enchantment OS.
Thank you, Mary.
It's a little bit enchanting.
Yeah. Interesting, too. They have the book. They have a book you can get on there. Also has some other things. I was just clicking around through it from the links for about Dot Kelly. Mm-hmm. They offer systems pre-configured. So they actually will sell you different ones. They have an Amazon store set up, so they'll send you pre-configured systems with different options, laptops, desktops. So kind of cool. And oddly enough, Dot Kelly has a Facebook page where she keeps updates and talks about different technology things.
Yeah, so a very busy person. But one thing I noticed too, Tom, and I'm glad you mentioned that when I went to that little store. I mean, those little mini systems. So they don't. They've got a small footprint. You know, not taking up a lot of space, but can give you a nice basic Linux experience.
Yeah.
Yep. Dot Kelly, Google the name. Definitely interesting. She's a Silicon Valley refugee, as they put. she writes books and everything else. So there's actually follow the links and go down the rabbit hole. She didn't just make an operating system. So
No. She's done a lot. So
very cool.
Anyway, just add this to the list of things that she's done
and
her team.
I noticed too that the website is done in a templating system called HTML5 Up, and I googled that and started looking at it. It's actually rather clever. So it caught me right away. I'm like, that's not WordPress. That's something different. So the website's very nice for Enchantment OS, and it's built on a really interesting platform.
What is that called? HTML5?
HTML5 Up. It's an HTML5 Up, free open source Creative Commons licensed a web platform.
CMS? Okay.
I'm not clear on how the CMS part works. It looks like you actually just write all the code in HTML5, but it's a templating system for it.
Oh,
I just clicked on it and Googled it. I haven't played with this, but it's like...
Tom? How come you don't have this ready for us now?
I know. I've only looked at it for 30 seconds, but... Enchantment OS very nice. I mean, the way it caught me off guard how nice the website was, especially when you share some of these new distributions, they're not always super awesome website. They're often we did this thing, and here's the basic screenshots.
Or all they do is they just send you to the SourceForge page to download.
Exactly. Or they just send you a link to download and a short description. No. But even the SourceForge page has screenshots and everything to really kind of draw you in. So
yeah. I mean, they've got that, but they've got, as you just know, they've got the website and then the hardcover books. Yeah. Not hardcover, but I mean hard printed, hard copy book.
Yeah, hard copy book.
If you're interested in it.
And it's a Linux book. It's not just about enchantment. No, it's a Linux book, a how-to guide. So very cool.
Yeah. So anyway, so anybody looking to give a gift for somebody for Christmas? There you go.
Looking for some enchantment?
Enchantment. That's right. Yeah. So I found it workable. And, they had a nice little customized icon there in that menu in the lower left corner. So it was not bad. Not bad at all.
All right.
All right. Well, anything else you want to cover on this Fresh Looks?
I want to remind everybody to come to Ohio Linux Fest.
That's right. It's next week.
Yeah. October 8th, Columbus, Ohio, at the Hyatt Regency.
That's right.
So they've changed. It was in the convention center before.
You'll see two of us there.
Right. And it's actually going to be in the Regency this year, which is an attached building. So it's not that big of a difference.
Yeah, because that's where I stay.
Basically the same place.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come see me at 4 o'clock. I said, there's a few other things. I'm trying to figure out to make a Google friendly version of the calendar so I can stick it on my phone so I can walk around with it, but or the schedule. But competing against me is building your personal career. And there's Juju, which is a Ubuntu one. Building a billion user load balancer. That's kind of interesting.
How many billion? One?
Billion user.
A billion user.
Yeah.
Okay.
1 billion users.
Served.
Yes, served.
There's Mine, which is offensive security and countermeasures using Kali Linux. And then there's a sysadmin simplifying free BSD administration.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mary's
going to. I'm going to that one.
Go to that one.
That's right.
But in the same room I'm at, right before me is Kevin O'Brien doing password best practices and talking about the LastPass hack.
Mm.
And right after me is
supper.
is Steve McLaughlin, door-to-door geek.
Oh, okay.
And he's doing, I believe that's Pi are the future. I believe that pies are the future.
Pi.
So, talking about Raspberry Pi.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of Pi, you know what movie I watched yesterday? The Life of Pi.
Oh.
You ever seen that movie?
Was it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Did you guys ever see the movie called Pi?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it was a mathematical, shot in black and white, kind of an artsy film thing. It was very, very bizarre.
Mm.
Pretty interesting. It was about finding these mathematical things in the Torah. And it was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got the movie because it was Pi, and it sounded like an interesting movie, but it turned out to be a little crazy.
Okay.
Quirky.
All right.
Any other fresh looks?
I think that's it.
All right.
So you've been listening to the Sunday Morning Linux Review. This was episode 211.
That's right. Fresh Looks. Enchantment OS.
This is Tony Bemis.
Mary Tomich.
And Tom Lawrence.
See you next time.
You've been listening to the Sunday Morning Linux Review. If you would like more information about this or other shows, go to smlr.us. Feel free to send comments to show@smlr.us or give us a call at 734-258-7009. I'm John Miller. If you don't like it, you can
bite my 8-bit metal ass. That's bite with a Y.